Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin by talking about the state budget address. The governor gave his budget proposal in Harrisburg this week. What did you hear? What did you like? And what did you not like?
Well, the 26-27 state budget process got underway this week when Governor Shapiro delivered his budget address before a joint session of the General Assembly on Tuesday. The governor is proposing a $53.26 billion spending plan for the next fiscal year, and that would be an increase of $2.72 billion, or around 5.4% over the current year's spending. At a time when current revenues are projected to increase by just 1.9%. So the governor is looking to spend way more money than what we're bringing in. He's proposing to balance his spending plan with a lot of one-time revenue sources, including nearly 60%, $4.5 billion from the state's rainy day fund. And to generate additional revenue, he's also recycling some of his proposals from last year, which include legalizing and taxing recreational marijuana and taxing skill games at a rate of more than 50%. So this budget proposal is really unsustainable because it's quite honestly spending way more money than what we're bringing in. So that's very concerning. And I think that this is just more of the same from the governor, and it's time for a different approach. We need a budget that actually respects the taxpayers, a budget that focuses on growth and economic development, particularly in our energy industry. That's one area that is definitely growing in the Commonwealth. It's certainly a cornerstone of the economy here in our district and across the Northern Tier. If we are able to grow the energy industry, we can bring additional revenue into the state, but we can also grow our economy in the state and strengthen our grid and bring down the cost of energy. So all of that is very positive. But it's important to stress that this is just the first part of the process. Next, the House and Senate Appropriations Committees will hold budget hearings to take a closer look at what the governor's proposed and also to look at the current year's budget to determine what's working and what might not be working as we move forward with crafting a final budget before the end of June.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is something that you hit on in this budget discussion, and that is energy, energy in our Commonwealth. We're almost at a crisis point where we are drawing more energy than what we are producing for new energy. We need to generate new sources. What are you hearing? I understand the Energy Committee met this week, but it wasn't good news.
Well, our Energy Committee did meet this week to move a piece of legislation dealing with data centers, and House Democrats immediately amended the bill to broaden the scope to not only include the regulation of data centers, but also all large energy users across the Commonwealth. So this very big, encompassing bill would regulate all large users of energy, would enact a new tax on those large users of energy. I firmly believe that this legislation would take us in the wrong direction because this is really a supply and demand issue. Demand for energy is going up. Supply has been going down because of poor energy policy. And the bill that we considered in the Energy Committee would drastically harm things from the supply side. So this is a bad bill and one that we hope to defeat on the House floor.
And I understand, Representative, that you had some folks from your area come down to the Capitol this week, the Cameron Elk Suicide Prevention Task Force. Tell us what they're about and what they were doing in Harrisburg.
Well, I'd like to extend a heartfelt thank you and congratulations to the members of the Cameron Elk Suicide Prevention Task Force. They were recognized as the Rural Health Program of the Year by the Pennsylvania Office of Rural Health. And this is all for their work to raise awareness of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and encourage conversations about mental health and remove stigma associated with mental health care. And Representative Mike Armanini and I presented them with a citation on the House floor this week for the great work that they're doing.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update. The State Representative, Martin Causer.